If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and light of the most radiant one, our Lord Jesus the Christ. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, our seminar topic is ways, way showers, and the way shower. So let's take a deep breath and ask in the deepest sincerity within you to be shown the way and the way shower. And ask God directly to show you what truly is His will and way, purpose, and divine commitment to you as an individual. And just ask. In fact, let's do it together. Lord, show us the way, the true way to God. Please reveal to our hearts and minds the true way to know you, to know God. Please reveal the way, the truth, and the way of life that is the one that you have purposed for each one of us, according to our highest destiny. Lord, seek our hearts. Forgive and absolve us from anything that we have done that has created any form of a barrier or impediment from us going to you directly. Anything that we may have allowed to come between you and are experiencing an intimate, vital, loving relationship with you. And we ask Jesus to come into the arena of our hearts and minds and lives and to reveal His true message, His true identity. We want to know you, Lord. We want to know you in spirit and in truth. And we ask you, Lord, to give us a new life, a new heart, a new understanding, a new revelation that is God's highest spiritual destiny that has already been blueprinted right down into our DNA. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to be our way shower back to our true home. And we ask you, Lord, to restore our true sense of self, who we were created originally to be. Reveal to us the things that keep our feet on that straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. And put a quick check in our spirit when we step into ways that would be deceptive and quagmires in which we may become entrapped. Guide us beyond the labyrinth of the many ways that the human mind has devised. and reveal the one way that leads into the very highest divine realms of the Most High. We ask you this in perfect love, the love that you can bestow through us as we ask, a love that transcends all of our personal inadequacies and reaches right into the very heart of God. And we ask this of the Father in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now just allow Jesus the Christ to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Ask for it right now. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Fill us. Fill us to overflowing with all that the Father and our Creator has to bestow at this time for each one of us. Deep breath. Receive. Receive in faith. Simple. So simple. As we spoke last week, everything that God has divinely purposed for you, he has already given you beyond time and eternity. It's your eternal possession. And in time, you simply call yourself forward into receptivity. And you openly receive by faith. That's all. You position yourself in an open receptivity. And it is by faith, which means you can't see evidence of it. But faith itself becomes the evidence by which is unseen takes substance in our life. So faith is not wimpy. It is actually the activator of manifestation when you're operating in the higher divine positive energies of the Holy Spirit. In other words, once you've taken that deep breath and called yourself forward into conscious attunement with the Most High God. And we do that through Jesus the Christ. You specifically invoke and petition and request something. And you receive it by believing and having faith that it has been given. Then you exercise the trusting and patience that allows the Divine Spirit to deliver that request according to your highest good and highest rate and the perfect divine ordering and timing for you. Because we have to have prepared a place within us to receive whatever it is that we have petitioned. You'll notice in the Holy Scriptures that almost every great prophet and person that has done something significant for God generally was told that they were going to do whatever it was that God had commissioned them to do. But then there was like a period, sometimes 10 years or more, before that person actually manifested that spiritual promise. And during that time, God was positioning and preparing and strengthening the levels of that consciousness to be able to walk out that higher commission, purpose, and destiny. As I've said many times, it takes tremendous spiritual fortitude to hold the magnificent power of God's love, to stay conscious and aware in the midst of the many distractions in these psychic material realms of duality and manyness and continual distraction from the Maya and the illusory deceptions of these levels. That's why we become a spiritual warrior. And we walk in great attentiveness and impeccable attunement, exercising awareness and conscious placement of where and what we come into agreement and fellowship with. We become very wise in discerning the nature of the energies that we encounter and that try to enter into our personal fields. You cannot lack discrimination and discernment at any point in these lower realms. There is a continual battle between the energies of the lords of the lower realms of form and the lords of light that minister through the Holy Spirit, the keys and codes of soul transcendence and transfiguration. And they're warring for the soulish realm of man, which would be your personal will, your emotional engagement and attachment, and your mind. In other words, your soul. So this battle goes on, but you, as a conscious person, are the decider of which of those levels you're going to affinitize, magnetize, and engage and entrain in your life. There are two major energies that govern all religious and spiritual approaches: the psychic material energy and the energy of the divine or whole Holy Spirit. And the ways that have been devised by man primarily draw upon human mental and psychic energy fields. They are the human approach to God that has been birthed during the ages and long period of time before the advent of the great way shower and bridge to the higher realms, Jesus the Christ. He was the only individual to ever come down to earth from the very highest positive divine realms of glory. Jesus the Christ was the only one who specifically came as Messiah, as Savior, specifically with a mission to die on a cross for you, to pay your debt of sin, which had incurred a collective death penalty. And he paid that in full and set you free through grace. So he was the only one who came specifically to give his life for you. He was the only one who conquered death and resurrected from the tomb and lives eternally. You have to have a living master. A dead one won't do. So Jesus the Christ is the head, the eternal head and high priest of the order of Melchizedek. Because each time the head of the order of Melchizedek died, he had to be replaced. So the only one who is the eternal high priest of the order of Melchizedek is Jesus the Christ. All true light workers come under the governing guidelines of the order of Melchizedek and the priesthood of Melchizedek. What is that? It is a body of lords of light and ladies of light who have the keys of conscious soul transcendence, which means they have the ability to open the dimensional doors and portals on the various planes of manifestation. Sometimes these have been called the spiritual or mystical travelers. And it's a lineage. And that lineage functions directly under the office of the Christ. And Jesus the Christ is the head also of the office of the Christ. That is why he is called the teacher alike of angels and all mankind. So, Jesus is the only one who promised to go and prepare a place for you, that where he was going, we may be also. And he's the only one to promise that he will come back and escort you to the place that he has prepared. And Jesus is the only one who promised to never leave you or forsake you. So he is the only one who carries the full set of the interdimensional keys of consciousness that will open the door and the gateways to the very kingdom of God. Now, this is the divine realms beyond death, often referred to as eternity or infinity, which we really can't understand with a time-based brain and human perception. So we have to take the scriptural word of God on this and the word of Jesus, who came to bestow these keys of the tree of life and eternal life back to mankind after we had lost it. So he has come to reveal the truth of this higher way by baptizing you and immersing you and bestowing and infilling you with the true Spirit or Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, like all divine things, is given to you. It's nothing that you can work for. It's one of those things that you, again, need to open and request and receive. And the one who is the baptizer, capital B, of the Holy Spirit is only the Lord Jesus. Although those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit have the ability to lay hands on you and pray for you, and you can receive the Holy Spirit through prayer and impartation. But you have to be connected yourself first. And again, you just become an empty vessel, a tabernacle, that hosts and holds and contains the Holy Spirit indwelling, and then you're led of that Spirit in your ministry. And the scriptures say that whosoever is led of the Spirit, Jesus will give to them the ability to become sons of God. Does that mean that we're not all sons and daughters of God? According to the scriptures, not unless you have made a covenant relationship personally by your personal confession and commitment to God. Our covenant relationship with God is vital to our being able to receive all the promises of our divine inheritance. As I mentioned last week, when Adamic man fell and partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they came under the governance of the lords of materiality and form that are often referred to as the dark forces, or the kingdom of darkness, or the Satanels, or the reptilians, or the draconians. There's many terms, are just Satan, you know. But the agenda of these lower forms primarily are to feed off of your material psychic energies to sustain themselves, because they have no ability to draw upon true life. They're devoid of true life, which means at the end of a major age, when there is a great abstraction of all life from the lower worlds, they will go into what is called the consuming fire. That's what's referred to in the scriptures as the lake of fire. Because these lower forms are thought form manifests that have not been a part of the tree of eternal life. this is a very important point for you to understand. When you ask the way shower, the Master Jesus the Christ, to personally take charge and command of your spiritual life, and you open yourself to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit by receiving Jesus, it comes together, and yet there's degrees of greater receiving in this as well. But you start the whole thing by saying, yes, I receive you, Lord Jesus. I ask you to be my Lord, my Master, and my Savior, my way shower. When you do that, it says that there is an angel that writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that entitles you to go directly with your way shower, Jesus, home to the highest positive realms of God, when both here, when you're still living in the body, you're spiritually seated there, and then when you drop the body in this dimension, you go into that glory body and reside eternally in those higher realms, and you don't come back here. You have nothing more to do with these lower dimensions. And that is the divine inheritance that is waiting for everyone. The plan of karma and reincarnation was never God's plan. That was what was devised by the lords of material form, of the psychic and material realms, that come under a lower God form that I've often spoke of called the Kal, K-A-L, Niranjan, which means blemishless darkness. So he is the dark lord of material form that keeps you recycling under the law of karma, which is the law of death. And there's no liberation there. And there are many, many religions that are under that form and keep you expecting to have to return life after life to work out all of your karma. But you see, this dark lord has arranged it so that's impossible. For you literally get karma with every breath you take, everything you do. So the other way that God has devised is grace. Grace, which transcends the laws that were given by the lesser prophets, the law of karma, the law of reincarnation, transcends them by splicing you back into that true vine, which extended but never left the heart of God, which is Jesus the Christ. So when you are grafted back into the true vine, that divine grace enables you to reconnect consciously the very second you receive it. The very second you say, yes, I want eternal life. Yes, I want to be set free through grace. Yes, I want to have my conscience and all of my past transgressions and sins and mistakes blotted off my record for all times. Yes, I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, I want to make certain that when I drop this body, I go home to the highest positive divine realms of spirit. Yes, I want to get off this wheel of 84 and this gerbil cage of constant works and doings, which never are perfect enough to get me out of here. So I will receive the perfect righteousness that is, again, a free gift of Jesus Christ to you, because, again, he stood in for you, was the fall guy for you, accepted the death penalty in your name and on your behalf, and you were granted divine pardon. All of that for a simple little, yes, I receive. So that is the great gift that your life here in this human realm is designed by many, many choices that we make to eventually lead you to that. Eventually, every single person will have the gospel of salvation revealed to them in some way. For some of you, it may be tonight. You may be hearing it for the first time. For others of you, you may have had a grandmother or a mother or a friend or someone who knocked on the door with the four spiritual laws to ask you if you had received Jesus as your Savior. sometimes people in the New Age think that that is a lesser approach. I know I did for many years. But it's been revealed to me that it is truly Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the highest God form, the highest and most high God, without him. So he is the master way shower. And so among the many ways that we have in this world, those that have been devised by man, the New Age, the metaphysical, the occult, the esoteric, the religious, all of these ways were devised by mankind. Not one of them was divinely given. And the way showers are many. And if you look in your life, you'll see that everyone who has shown you a way to greater light has been a form of way shower. But all of the way showers that came before Jesus came and lived and died and went the way of all flesh. Not one of them had the ability to die for you, stay conscious, never lose divine awareness of their oneness with God, and to physically regenerate the physical body that had died back to eternal life. Nobody did that but Jesus. That was his mission, his purpose, and his divine job assignment that he did purely for love of you. That was what was required, and that was what he came of his own will and volition to do for you and for me. So what a wonderful way to say thank you is to offer your heart and your life for him, to live for him, not to die for him, to live for him. Jesus is the life-giving spirit. Even as the dark forces are the death-dealing spirits, Jesus is the giver of life eternal. And all things that are real and true and of God bestow greater life, greater vitality, greater revelation, greater freedom, greater joy, greater love. He came to seek and save and find those that were lost and to set the captives free. We've been captive, but we don't know why. We can't remember who we are, and we don't know how to find that way back. That is because we've been so deceived and hoodwinked by the dark loyal forces of the opposition, the dark lords, the lords of form and materiality in the psychic fields, that we think and imagine that we could find some way, some book, some teaching, some guru, something that could set us free. But I think if you're very honest with yourself and you really ask yourself a few questions, you'll find out very soon whether or not you actually are free. So let me ask you, are you free? Have you discovered life? Genuine, Holy Spirit-filled, empowered, and Spirit-led life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So have you found that way, that truth, and that life? What does that statement actually mean to you? Have you ever heard that before? You can find it in the Gospel of John. I think it's the 14th chapter. Or have you had a personal encounter with Jesus yourself? Or would you like to really know him and the truth about his significance in your life? Then why not just ask? It's so simple to go to God directly and ask. You don't have to go to a psychic. You don't have to go to some trance medium. You don't have to go to some extraterrestrial. Go directly to God, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, and ask. There is nothing that gives a true way shower greater joy than to be asked the only question that really is important to be asked. So the ways are many. And I think most of you who listen to these web radio seminars like this one have probably sampled quite a few of the many ways. And if you have and you haven't found the way yet, you're probably not experiencing an abundant life. You're probably having some depression and fear and misgivings and doubts and a sense of foreboding or oppression. Some of you may have done every meditation and had every initiation and every empowerment and every transmission you can think of and all the trainings, and you still ask, who am I? Why am I here? Is God real? Who is Jesus Christ? What's the Holy Spirit? And what is this all about? What is the purpose of all this thing? Why is there evil in the world? Why is the world so messed up? Why am I so messed up? Why do I have addictions? Why am I in bondage to these things that I don't seem to have the power to transcend? Hello? You're not designed to. There is something greater than you that is waiting to be bestowed upon you, to fill you, to mold you, to melt you, and to conform you to the likeness of a Son of God, a likeness of your elder brother, Jesus the Christ. Someone who has come to that point is getting primed and positioned and ready to cry out to the Lord, help! And whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Whosoever. So that doesn't say just some people. Whosoever. That means any one of us. The name you call out to is Jesus or Yeshua or Lord God. But Jesus will do it. So call out to him with all your heart and ask him if what this lady is talking about is true and real, that you reveal that to me in a way that I'm going to get it. And he will. He will absolutely reveal himself if you ask with your whole heart and with true sincerity. And so, although there are many ways and many way showers, there is the way and the way shower that God has devised. And it's what we call a topside down approach. In other words, it extends through grace and comes upon you as a gift freely given. All of the ways that man has designed is just the opposite. It's a bottom side up approach where you have to do something. And usually, whatever you have to do involves paying somebody to give you something or to impart something to you that is very difficult and it's unnatural for you. You'll find that all the ways that man has devised are work-related. Do this, do that, chant this mantra, do this meditation, do this exercise, do this breathing practice, do this particular whatever, and after many, many lifetimes and the guru's grace or whatever, you may achieve something. Or not, you may not. And after many, 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 many years of doing all those things, I found that they only went to a certain level, but none of them set me free. They were interesting, they were fun, they were attractive, there were many ways that were good ways, seemingly to me, and I enjoyed them immensely. But when all was said and done, I did not have a conviction in myself that I was set free, and I had no understanding of grace. In fact, I remember when I was a teacher for the Christ Teens, the youth group of Unity, and I had to do a lesson on grace. And I had to look it up in the metaphysical dictionary. I hadn't a clue what grace was. Isn't that amazing? I thought I was a Christian. I even thought I was born again. but I had absolutely no knowledge of what Jesus did and accomplished for me on that cross of Calvary. Even though I'd gone to Catholic school, I'd read Catholic catechism, I was attending Mass regularly, I never was told that his blood washed me white as snow and made me pure and righteous and holy and seated in heavenly places with him while I'm still alive. I never got that message. So, for whatever reason, that particular teaching is not mentioned a great deal from the pulpits nowadays. You have a very watered-down, compromised kind of message that's coming through that makes you feel good without showing you how to truly be good or be godly. We are created to be holy like our Creator, God. But who preaches holiness today? Divinity is purity, but who preaches about purity today? And so the call is always for us to open up and allow God to have his way with us, to have a hand in refashioning us from the inside out in a way that all the seminars, gurus, mantras, and meditations from here till kingdom come is not going to be able to truly transform us. Man is incapable from bottom side up processes to transform his heart and mind. Why? Because God will not share his glory with man in that way. All of those practices that are so commonly adopted in the New Age are actually condemned in the scriptures. Why is that? Well, I wondered too why that is so, and I found out it's because they're all the ego's ways of edging God out and going around, trying to tiptoe around the issue of sin, repentance, and coming to the cross of Jesus for redemption and restoration and salvation through grace. Yeah, the big C word has to be used here, the cross. And I found something interesting out today. The Hebrew letters, the three Hebrew letters that are the Hebrew word used for religion is door, the cross. So the cross, coming through the cross and the work of the cross, is the very door to eternal life and the restored kingdom and the restored sense of identity that we lost with the fall, with disobeying the commandments of God and partaking of the mixed message of duality that the reptilian, the snake, the serpent, the reptilian race had insinuated and caused the original Adam and Eve and Adamic man that represents the whole race to take the wrong way. And that wrong way is called sin, which means to miss the mark, to walk in variance from the way that was laid forth. And that's why the tree of life was barred from Adam and Eve, because if they had partaken then of the tree of life in that state, they would have been forever lost. So these relationships we have with God come under covenant. A covenant is a commitment that is made. There's different forms of covenant. But when you come through the cross of Jesus, you come under the blood covenant of the Lamb of God. And that covenant is unbreakable, which means that, as Jesus said, nothing and no one can wrest from his grasp those that the Father has given into his care and into his hands. He will never forsake you. He will never let you go. Once you are in covenant relationship with him and therefore have direct access to God, you are forever in that relationship. Nothing can break it. Not that there won't be plenty who will try to. I mean, that's the whole plan, is to keep you from being aware of who you truly are has a king and a queen of the divine kingdom of God. And, you know, we're royalty. We're co-equal heirs with Jesus Christ. And God looks at us and he sees one son, one holy, only, uniquely begotten son, when he looks at any one of us that have come to him through the work of the cross, through the redemptive process, the atoning process of Jesus. So that's a sobering thought, that God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So it only took one to bring sin upon mankind. That was the disobedience of Adam and Eve. And it only took one, Jesus Christ, to restore us to the original divine blueprint and plan. So that is why he is the way, the truth, and the life, and the light of the world, and the way-shower. He said that the others that had come before him were like thieves and robbers, like wolves that were trying to steal in to the sheepfold, but didn't really care for the sheep. And when those wolves from the outside would come to try to get into the sheepfold, they would run away and leave the sheep unprotected. That's why Jesus said, "But I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd that lays down his life for his sheep." And sheep, of course, is a metaphor for the soul. So it's interesting. I've looked a lot at this because I have, as most of you know, not been trained in the Christian way. I've been trained in the Vedic way, the Advaitic way, the ways of the avatars, the ways of the esoteric, the occult, the New Age, theosophy. I've been all down all those paths, and only relatively recently totally understood the gospel message and received it myself. So I'm kind of discovering with many of you the direct way to God, the direct path to God. And I think I'm good for that, because I'm probably in exactly the place that many of you find yourself today. Kind of tired of all the channels and the messages and the this and the that, and would like just to simply know that you know, and most of all to be free and have peace and be happy, have joy and peace in your heart. And it's not to say that you don't have things to overcome once you've had that born from above, born again experience. You do, but you never have the feeling that you're doing anything of your own effort anymore. You have a feeling that you have a helper, which is another name for the Holy Spirit, is the helper, the one who comes alongside you and tutors you from within, guides you from within, directs your steps, reveals to you the inner teachings of Jesus the Christ, reveals to you the prophetic word of knowledge and word of wisdom directly from Almighty God, imparts to you the anointing and the empowerment to enable you to operate in your spiritual giftings. These are all things that are stirred up from within you as you fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But it's the Holy Spirit that gives you the ability to develop fruit, real fruit, spiritual fruit in your life. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, patience, humility, self-control, self-discipline, faith, all of these divine attributes begin to grow and develop in on the tree of your life. You become a life-bearing tree, as it were, a tree of righteousness, planted deep by the waters of eternal life, the living waters. You become planted solidly in the soil, the vibrant, productive soil of a spiritually grounded and cultivated life. And you bear fruit. These qualities begin to manifest through your nature as you begin to bring each of your thoughts, each of your perceptions to the Lord Jesus, and you allow His understanding through the Holy Spirit to replace the distortions and the deceptions that have kept your mind in confusion and doubt and vacillation. So it's an endowment of power that comes up from within you as you fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Last week we spoke about cultivating that presence of God through soaking. You know, getting into an atmosphere of worship is the most important thing you do, because it's only in fellowship with other people who are on fire for God and living for God and have prioritized a direct relationship with God that fire catches and ignites your spirit. It's like those coals that aren't quite ignited yet and glowing. They get up against somebody who's really on fire for God and aglow with Christ. And it gets off on you and inspires you. And you get with people who are operating in these supernatural gifts. And it begins to release your own gifting. And this is where the many psychic approaches are the counterfeit. Or you go outside yourself through psychics or people who are not directing you to the Holy Spirit, are not directing you to Jesus Christ, but are pointing you out to someone or something else, which is the counterfeiting energy that tries to duplicate the phenomena, the outer phenomena, but does not allow you to work the transformative miracles like Jesus did. Were actually designed to function exactly like Jesus did, to be able to deliver people from demonic oppression, to be able to discern the spirits, to be able to heal, to be able to manifest the supply, to be able to have constant conscious communion with your Creator all the time. We were designed for these gifts. We were designed to hear directly from God, His own thoughts imparted to us through His Holy Spirit, so that you become the way shower, the way speaker, the way teacher, the way exemplar, the one who is ever pointing to the way shower. And you are the one that gives all the glory and credit to God, knowing like Jesus did that of yourself you do nothing. You only do what the Father, the Holy Spirit within you guides you to do and say and be involved with. Boy, that's a much simpler, more direct approach. You see, the psychic field is always unreliable and unstable. That's why when you speak to spirits, familiar spirits, they're called, they may have lots of information about you, of the lower levels of your life, but they don't have any ability to reach in and transform you in any way whatsoever. So they titillate or tickle your ears with information that enhances your sense of ego, your sense of specialness, your sense of material densification, because the Lords of Form want you attached and in bondage to desires that will keep you materially focused. So they may promise you, as Satan did Jesus in the wilderness, all the kingdoms of the world, all the power of the world, all the glory of the world, all the magical powers and all of the stuff, the cities and stuff. But that psychic power, once it starts to work in your energy system, gradually begins to fry and short-circuit your inner connection with the higher kingdoms of light. It begins to destroy you, because the dark force always has an agenda of stealing from you that which God would have you have, robbing you of your divine inheritance. sucking you dry of your psychic and material juice, so to speak, and robbing you of your light, because you notice people that delve in the occult, they gradually begin to lose their radiance. The light goes out of their eyes. They have a certain glow, but it's not radiance. It's the false light. And even some of them can appear as the lords of light, as the great angel of light. So it takes tremendous discernment of energy to let you know what you're dealing with. And above all, the agenda of the dark force is to take you out. You know, there's an agenda to try to cripple you so that you cannot fulfill your divine calling and mission. And above all, to guide you away from anything that would tell you about who you truly are and were meant to be in terms of what God has created for you. So they want you not to come to Jesus, not to read the Bible. I mean, why can you carry any kind of book anywhere in the world, but in many, many countries that are governed by the Antichrist spirit, you are not allowed to bring in a Bible? That it's a death penalty in some nations to even preach anything from the Bible or to try to tell anyone about Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Why would there be such an attack on that one book if it wasn't the key to eternal salvation, redemption, and freedom of soul? So that which is true of God is always the most attacked and persecuted by the forces of darkness. So that's what you have to look at very carefully, because the truth is not popular in these lower realms. The many ways are popular, but all of those ways are the broad way that leads to destruction. And narrow is the way that leads to truth and life everlasting. So it's most important that each one of you that listens to these shows not believe what I have to say, but check it out to see if there's truth in what I'm sharing. Check it out. There's a whole underground movement of charismatic people in this world, throughout the world. People are actually being martyred every day and imprisoned because they've been filled with the Holy Spirit and they are speaking so boldly about these things in areas where that's against the law. So there must be some truth in it, or it wouldn't raise so many hackles of controversy, disputation, denial, and outward hatred. Only Jesus comes to you with love, and only the Christ can open your heart and give you, instead of a stony, hard, cold heart, a soft heart of flesh and compassion that loves with divine love that's supernatural. Only Jesus can give you that peace that bypasses human understanding. Only Jesus Christ can give you that sense of being totally set free from the bondage and ravages of darkness, deception, and the deceptor himself. And it comes with your simple request through faith as a free gift. You will never have to pay a penny for it. No one will ever tell you you have to come to this seminar and pay several hundred dollars to become saved. No. And you also have to discern people who claim to come in the name of the Christ, but by their works you can see that they're workers of darkness. So do not believe everyone, no matter who they say they represent or what they say they have come to teach. Always watch for the ego agenda that's trying to edge God out and trying to edge Jesus Christ and the work of the cross out. And check the spirits to see if they truly be of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is Lord can do so only by the power of the Holy Spirit. No demonic spirit can confess Jesus is Lord. So every spirit that confesses Jesus is Lord and that he came in the physical form to earth is of the Christ. And those who cannot confess that are of the dark forces. It's just that simple. And I, as Lady Athena of the Ashtar Command, tell you, do not look to Ashtar. Don't pray to him. Don't think of him as a god. Don't focus upon him as any form of savior, because that is the wrong approach. Many people now are waiting for the ships to land and to make it all better and to save us from the mess that we ourselves on this planet have created. And it's not going to happen. We have to become responsible to the realm that we have been given dominion over, and that is the planet Earth. No spirit off the planet has any jurisdiction here, including Ashtar. And one of the ways that mankind fell a long time ago was worshiping star gods. And boy, did some of those lower extraterrestrial races take advantage of that. In fact, that's why we're in the mess we are today. It's because of certain agreements that were made with certain members of our governments with fallen extraterrestrial races. So don't follow ascended masters. Don't follow angels. Don't follow extraterrestrials. Don't look outside yourself to your salvation in channels and channeled messages and beings that tell all sorts of nonsense through all sorts of people. Go directly to Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And it is only through the work of the cross that you can be made right and righteous and in right relationship with God and positioned for eternity. And that is a free gift. Never pay for the things that are of God. The true things of God are given freely. That's not to say that you can't go to certain seminars that teach other things. But if it is about the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that is always given freely. So don't be deceived. Don't allow people to tell you that if you go to this seminar or read this book or get this initiation or get this whatever, whatever, that it's going to do it for you, because that's part of the lie that points you away from the direct way to God that God devised for you and set for you as a free gift of grace. And so that's what I have to say for tonight. Many ways, many way showers, and the way shower. So if you don't know him, just invite him right now to be your way shower and start your new life this very moment. Let's go out chanting the beautiful name of Yeshua, which is Jesus' name in Hebrew. Deep breath. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Fill each heart and mind that is ready to receive you now. And fill each one who has received you with your Holy Spirit. And do wondrous things through them to your glory and the glory of the Father and our Creator. You've been listening to Commander Lady Athena, a fellow sister on the way, and one who follows the way shower and has given up the many ways and the many way showers to follow the one way of the one way shower, Adonai.